Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest prayed for a woman with no left kidney and the right one working only 2%. Doctors verified she now has brand new kidneys. Brian Blount operates in words of knowledge, but he can teach anyone to pray for the sick without words of knowledge and get the same results. Would you like to learn?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
This is so phenomenal. Tell me about the kidneys.
Sid, this is an amazing story. So I was in South Africa in a very small prayer meeting, about 16 people. And the Lord gave me a word of knowledge about, there was a woman here that has a kidney issue. And all of a sudden, this lady stands up and comes towards me. Her name's Jessie. And then she begins to describe what had happened to her. When she was 16 years old, her left kidney was removed because of an abusive thing that happened to her. And her right kidney was damaged too, working about 2%. We prayed for her. She felt like a fire come through her body is how she described it. Well, she had a routine visit to the doctor about 2 days later. What they found was the size of a mustard seed growth on the right side. Now, hear that again, a size of a mustard seed growth. They thought at first was a cancer, but can you imagine, this is what Jesus says, if we just have faith as the size of a mustard seed, and this mustard seed grew into a brand new, fully functioning kidney. Absolutely amazing. And her right side now working at 100% level. And so Jesus just came in that moment with a creative miracle. And here's the thing that Jessie said to me. She said, I've waited 32 years for this miracle. Can you believe that? Just a mustard seed.
Are you someone special?
No, I'm not at all. I'm just a skinny man trapped in a fat man's body trying to follow Jesus, if I'm to be honest.
Brian, when you were a believer, you wandered into a church called Vineyard Church, and you saw miracles happening for the first time in those four walls, and there was something rising up within you, you told me. How can I take these miracles? Most people don't even see miracles. You at least saw that miracles are possible today. How can I take it when I leave these four walls? I want a dying world to see these miracles. Amen. And you didn't know how. And then you heard about a man by the name of Blaine Cook that was having a meeting. It was pretty far away. You jump in your car with your buddy. How far did you drive?
It was a 15-hour drive, and all along the way, I am praying, asking God to pour out His Spirit upon me. I said, Lord, if what You put on Blaine, put on me. What You put on John Wimber, put on me. I'm hungry. I want to see the kingdom of God come outside the four walls of the church. It's amazing to see it inside the four walls of the church, but how much more should it be outside? It should be greater. And so I get to this meeting, and, you know, Blaine had been kind of like a hero. I watched him because he was just a business guy, and he'd pressed into things, and he was seeing hundreds of people come to Jesus on his work, on his job, during lunch. And so I thought, gosh, if I could just get around somebody, what could happen? Anyway, to my amazement, We're there in the meeting, and it's electrifying with the presence of God. I'm just so hungry. And Sid, all of a sudden, Blaine stops, and he looks at me and says, young man, God's power is all on you for power evangelism. And the power of God hit me so strong that I literally just flew back out of my chair and started shaking under the power of God so violently, but it didn't hurt. But it was just raw power of God coming through me. And in that moment, I was going, God, thank you for touching me. Thank you for touching. Now give me an opportunity to see your kingdom come outside the four walls of the church. That was the encounter that I had.
Okay, so he has a lunch break. Now is his big chance. What happened?
Well, like you said, I asked for, you know, an encounter, and God gave that to me. I had to go to Popeye's Chicken for lunch, and I walked in. As I walked into Popeye's Chicken, I see this lady in line, and her arm was hurting. Oh, this is the impression that the Lord gave me. There's something wrong with her right arm, and I want you to pray for her. Now, Sid, I had gotten words of knowledge inside the church, but never outside the church. And so when I heard that, he said, if you go pray for her, I'll heal her. And I went, no way. Here, I just had this crazy encounter.
Why? Why did you say no way?
Because, Sid, I got scared. I had let fear hit me. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what if nothing happens? Well, my friend is standing next to me named Greg, and he's like, Brian, what's going on? Because he could see me looking at this lady and what's going on. I said, I think the Lord might be saying something to me about this lady.
You're really hitching.
Yes. And he said, Brian, I was in the car with you for 15 hours, and you were praying all the time. God touched me. Put your spirit upon me. And then Blaine calls you out. The power of God comes on you, and I know you've been waiting for an opportunity like this. Just go pray for her. And I went, no. Sid, I was the biggest chicken in Popeye's Chicken that day.
Okay. So then, a few weeks later, you're at Walmart's, and you see your first miracle outside the four walls of the church.
Absolutely. Thank God he's so gracious with us, right? And so I was going through Walmart with a buddy of mine, and we were looking for fishing equipment. And this employee comes up, and he's asking us, hey, can I help you? I'm like, no, that's okay. The Holy Spirit speaks to me and said, there's something wrong with his eyes. He's had burning for 2 weeks. I want you to pray for him. So, you know, I thought about that situation at Popeye's Chicken, and I didn't want to be a chicken again, right? But here's the truth. There were still some feathers that needed to be plucked. And so now this guy is standing over this with some other Walmart employees. And so I have to humble myself and walk over to them. And so I just said, hey, listen, God loves you so much that he would tell me something about you. You've been having this burning sensation in your eyes for 2 weeks. If you let me pray for you right now, God will heal you on the spot. And then I was like, oh my gosh, what did I just say? You know, now I'm in it. And he said, I've had this burning sensation in my eyes for the last 2 weeks. And yes, you can pray for me. Now, Sid, this is what I said. Can we go down another aisle where no one can see us? Because I really was in this place. I didn't know how to do this. Now, remind you, I've never prayed for anybody outside the four walls of the church. So this is what I brought him down the aisle, and I just said this. All right, close your eyes and assume the position, because I didn't know how to pray for him. You know, hold out your hands, and I begin to pray, mind you, for his eyes. I said, Holy Spirit, will you come and touch his eyes? And this is the response that I got. Like, you're looking at me weird? Yes, yeah. I was looking at him weird. I'm like, what is going on, you know? And so I just simply asked him a question. I said, what is going on? He said, I can breathe. I said, that's great, you can breathe. I think the whole store knows you can breathe by now. But I was praying for your eyes. He said, no, you don't understand. I had this breathing condition. I couldn't breathe for the last 2 months, and I'm breathing. I said, well, what about your eyes? He said, they're healed too. Now,
but whatever happened to that lady in Popeyes?
Oh, the lady in Popeyes. She gets healed because my friend walks over to her and says, ma'am, and remember, he didn't get a word. He didn't have the encounter. He just taps her on the shoulder and says, you have a problem with your arm. If I pray for you right now, God will heal you on the spot. And God completely heals her. And she goes, how did you know that? And he said, see that guy over there? And I learned a valuable lesson that day, that God and good friends never let you get away with anything.
Now, I've got a question for you. We are commanded in the Gospels to proclaim the kingdom of God. But what is the kingdom of God that we are commanded to proclaim? Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube, Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Brian, we're told to proclaim the Kingdom of God mandate. What is the Kingdom of God?
Well, the Kingdom of God is doing what Jesus did. It's the rule and reign of God coming on earth. And just what Jesus did is he healed the sick, he cast out demons, he raised the dead. He brought the present, the future into the present right now. It's tangible. It's the tangible presence of God, and that everybody can walk in it. And what I love about Jesus is that he could have done this ministry all by himself, but what did he do? He took 12 guys, put his spirit upon them, sent them out, and they began to proclaim the kingdom just as he did. Now, not only did he do it with 12, he did it with 72 other nameless, faceless disciples. This was probably men, women, children, and they were doing the same thing that Jesus was doing. They were bringing the kingdom with demonstration, not just proclamation.
And speaking, you know, and speaking about going, we were told to go.
That's right. Matthew 10, as you go, preach this gospel, heal the sick, cast out demons, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, freely receive, freely give. And I love that first part. It says, as you go. That means as you go on your journey. So I don't know where you go, but I go to Walmart, I go to the movies, I go to Wendy's. You know, I go all these normal places, business meetings, soccer games. And in every one of those mundane places we go, that's the mission of the kingdom right there. So it's the body being Jesus with skin on.
Wait, you had that great lightning of God hit you when Blaine Cook prayed for you. You're just someone special.
Sid, it's just not true. I'm a graphic designer. I'm just a guy just trying to love Jesus. My heart is just to take people along the way and equip them to do exactly what Jesus told us to do. And it's really not that hard. It's simple. But, you know, it's taking that step of faith, or, you know, we spell it R-I-S-K, right? And
right.
What I've understood is that risk opens the door to the impossible.
You had a recent trip to South Africa. Tell me about the IT person. Oh. Carrie.
Sid, I love this story because this shows about the ordinary, everyday person. Carrie came on with me with a team of about 30 people, and she's an IT specialist, and she'd been in the meetings doing stuff, and this is the first time that she's done this stuff. Well, we had a break one day, so she was going to the Pick and Pay, which is like a Walmart. She's just going through the line, and she sees the lady at the cash register, and she goes, "Hey, can I pray for you for anything? Do you have any pain?" The lady busts out crying and starts, "Yes, I need healing." Carrie prays for her right on the spot. She gets completely healed. And then guess what happens? The lady says, "Can you pray for some more people?" So Carrie's okay. So this lady took her around to the back, gave them a room, put four people in there, and she's praying for these four people. Well, she's amazed by that because all four of them get healed. Now, what happens next is pretty interesting. So she opens the door thinking that she's through, mm-hmm. and she looks down the line, and there's a queue of 20 women waiting for her to pray. Sid, that day, all 20 of those women were completely healed, and she was equipping them as she had just been equipped.
Do you believe you can equip any believer to walk in the supernatural, have miracles wherever they go, and then lead the people to the Lord? That's, to me, that's the purpose of a miracle. You demonstrate the kingdom, then you've earned the right to present the king. Ordinary people with an extraordinary God doing the same works that Jesus did. And by the way, the Bible says you'll even do greater. Now, when we come back, I need you to explain the thing that revolutionized your ministry when you came to the realization. Well, you'll explain it when we come right back.
Yeah.
Call now and get Brian Blount's powerful book, From the Sanctuary to the Streets, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Healing and Power Evangelism, plus Brian's Power Evangelism Activation Card. And as a bonus, you will get Brian's digital download video, Kingdom Encounters. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9581. Brian Blount's must-read book, From the Sanctuary to the Streets, is a practical guide written to demonstrate the power and glory of the supernatural of God's kingdom to everyone God places in your daily life. Chapters included are Encountering God and Advancing His Purposes, Discovering that God is always at work around you, The Kingdom of God is at Hand, Developing the Art of Seeing, Hearing, and Doing, through Brian's three-part audio CD teaching set, Healing and Power Evangelism, learn how to follow Jesus' instructions to live the as-you-go lifestyle found in Matthew 10:7-8. Find out how to turn the mundane things in your daily life into an adventure with Jesus as you partner with Him to heal the sick and save the lost. Plus, you will also receive Brian's Power Evangelism Activation Card, which includes the simple and practical steps you can take every day to experience the supernatural of God in your own life. But that's not all. You will receive Brian's digital download video, Kingdom Encounters. Through this anointed training tool, you will journey with Brian and learn how easy it is to be used of God every day in the supernatural. Don't miss out on getting Brian Blount's powerful book, From the Sanctuary to the Streets, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Healing and Power Evangelism, plus Brian's Power Evangelism Activation Card. And as a bonus, you will get Brian's digital download video, Kingdom Encounters. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9581. Or log on to our website at sidroth.org/9581D and purchase all the material immediately as a digital download. The book, the audio teaching, the activation card, the video, everything. Log on to sidroth.org/9581D right now and purchase your download. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9581 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, Brian, you came to a revelation, and it totally revolutionized everything you do. Tell me about that.
Not only I do, but everything I think people that I equip do now, too, is, you know, I first started out in words of knowledge.
Right.
And words of knowledge are amazing. I love them. But then I began to discover that you could do the same thing without a word of knowledge. And the reason why I think I went down that path is because when I would teach people, they said, Brian, we don't get words of knowledge like you. We can't do this. And so literally, I just asked the Lord, can I do this without a word of knowledge? And He said, Matthew 10, as you go. And so I started stepping out, and I've seen just as many miracles or healings. In fact, with the deaf ears opening, that wasn't a word of knowledge. You know, and I've seen more and more people enter into things and be able to do healing because of that. They're not getting tripped up. Listen, the gift is the Holy Spirit, and that's what we've been given. And the commissioning of Jesus, that's all we need. And then He'll give us the gift in the moment that we need, but we just need to take that step and just step out in simple obedience. That's all that Jesus is asking. He's asking for a yes in your heart and a yes in your feet. That means you're going to take the step to do it.
God spoke to you three words that are so important. What were they?
He told me, Brian, all I want you to do is learn to look, listen, and respond.
Explain what that meant to you.
What that meant to me is that if I could begin just to look for His presence, I could begin to see His activity come, the power come. If I could just hear His voice and stop in that moment, that the kingdom would come. But then I had to take that other step of, you know, the risk step of responding to what I just saw and what I just heard. Now, I interpreted that for the longest time, like I said, in the word of knowledge. But then the Lord began to show me, I would just notice somebody. And I felt like the Lord said, Brian, that's just like a word of knowledge. Just take it. I begin to hear conversations, and I begin just to take that I'm hearing from the Lord.
These were natural conversations.
Natural conversations. And that's what partly revolutionized things for me, is that I could just see a need, and I felt like God was highlighting that person to me. I could hear a conversation, someone talking about problems, and I thought, well, maybe that's my opportunity. Maybe that's God inviting me into that situation. And that's where I begin to see even more things take place.
And it got even easier when God gave you three insights.
Yes. So the first insight was that God is always at work. He's always working. And here's the great news about that. So if He's always working, He's inviting us into His ministry. So the pressure's off, you know? So if I can cultivate that in my heart, that God is always at work, then that's really the thing that began to change everything for me. The second thing was the Matthew 10 commissioning, as you go. And because that was a thing that I could do this anywhere, any place, that the kingdom of God was at hand, present in any moment. And then the third thing was this insight that He's already prepared good works for us to do. So I get up and say, Lord, what are the good works You prepared for me to do? Lord, I want to learn, I want to look, listen, and respond today. God, I know that You're at work. I want to join You in this work.
But Brian, I repeat, you're an evangelist. You're a pro at this. What about a person says, I'm not an evangelist. I can't heal the sick. I want you to talk to them right now.
Well, I'm honestly, I don't know if I'm an evangelist or not either. I just have a heart for Jesus. I believe I'm just an ordinary, everyday disciple, that I'm just trying to believe what Jesus said. And I have taken my kids at 5 years old to people at 85 years old and all in between and said, let's just step out in what Matthew 10 has said. And that's all we have to do, is just that simple place of obedience. And honestly, being an evangelist is just telling the good news. And we tell the good news all the time. If you go to a restaurant, you go to a movie, what better news is the kingdom of God? What better news is that Jesus came and opened up His arms and said, come in, and He died on the cross. There's no better news than those things. So if we can just begin to talk about Jesus, that's all that we need to do. And then He comes in those moments, and we learn to look, listen, and respond, and we'll see the kingdom come.
I believe you could pray right now. You could pray for people that are sick, and then freely give an impartation for talking about the goodness of God, what He did for you, and the impartation of miracles.
Okay, I can do that. Great. So many of you are out there and you've been waiting and saying, maybe it's been years and you've been suffering in pain. Let me tell you, don't give up. I believe that God is releasing these unusual creative miracles. And what you've heard about the kidney, what you heard about the deaf ears, I want to release right now to you the healing presence to come. Holy Spirit, would You come right now, and would You begin to minister Your presence? You're going to begin to feel the power of God come upon you right now. It's coming right now. You're going to begin to feel it. It's like a thick, heavy weight of His presence is coming. Now begin to move your body, and you're going to begin to see that God is healing you right now. But not only is He healing you, I believe that He's releasing an impartation at the same time, because God takes wounded healers and sends them out into the marketplace. So I just release right now everything, Father, that You have given to me, as freely as I received it, I freely give it away. Come, Holy Spirit, and empower Your church, Lord, with compassion. And compassion leads us to action. So in the name of Jesus, go and do the kingdom in Jesus' name.
I want you to pray a simple prayer right this moment that you would pray with someone to come to know the Lord after they've seen a miracle. And I want you to repeat this after Brian.
What I often do is when someone has experienced the presence of God, and this is really my biggest thing, is it's not even the healing. I really believe one of the things that we need to do as a church is release the manifest presence of God. And so when they feel God, I begin to explain to them what just happened to them. I said, this is like Jesus, and He's knocking at the door of your heart. Do you want to ignore that knock, or do you want to invite Him in? And most of the time when they've felt this power and presence, they're like, why wouldn't I want to let Him in? And so I just simply walk them through this prayer, and I say, listen, Jesus is reaching out to you. He's knocking. You just open up the door of your heart and say, Jesus, would You just come in?
Jesus, would You just come in?
Would You be the Lord and Savior of my life?
Would You be the Lord and Savior of my life?
Would You forgive me of all my sins?
Would You forgive me of all of my sins?
And would You fill me with Your love?
And would You fill me with Your love?
And would You empower me with the Holy Spirit?
Would You empower me with the Holy Spirit?
I want to be sent and go and do.
I want to be sent and go and do.
Just what was done to me.
Just what was done to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Brian Blount has spent the last 20 years of his life equipping and training individuals, teams, and churches to heal the sick, operate in words of knowledge, prophecy, and demonstrating God's kingdom power to everyone that God has placed in their lives. Now he wants to help equip you.
Risk opens the door to the impossible. So if we'll just simply take that step of simple obedience and step out, that's when the impossible realm opens up.
Call now and get Brian Blount's powerful book, From the Sanctuary to the Streets, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Healing and Power Evangelism, plus Brian's Power Evangelism Activation Card. And as a bonus, you will get Brian's digital download video, Kingdom Encounters. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9581. Brian Blount's must-read book, From the Sanctuary to the Streets, is a practical guide written to propel you into a lifestyle marked by intimacy with God and to demonstrate the power and glory of the supernatural of God's kingdom to everyone God places in your daily life. Through this book, you will begin to have your life with Jesus flow from the sanctuary right into the streets. Chapters included are Encountering God and Advancing His Purposes, Discovering that God is Always at Work Around You, The Kingdom of God is at Hand, Developing the Art of Seeing, Hearing, and Doing. Through Brian's three-part audio CD teaching set, Healing and Power Evangelism, you will learn how to follow Jesus' instructions to live the as-you-go lifestyle found in Matthew 10, 7-8. Find out how to turn the mundane things in your daily life into an adventure with Jesus as you partner with Him to heal the sick and save the lost.
It's for the everyday believer to begin to do the extraordinary works of the kingdom, to walk out this intimacy with Jesus as you simply go about your day.
Plus, you will also receive Brian's Power Evangelism Activation Card, which includes the simple and practical steps you can take every day to experience the supernatural of God in your own life and partner with God to demonstrate the power of God to others. But that's not all. You will receive Brian's digital download video, Kingdom Encounters. Through this anointed training tool, you will journey with Brian and learn how easy it is to be used of God every day in the supernatural. Don't miss out on getting Brian Blount's powerful book, From the Sanctuary to the Streets, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Healing and Power Evangelism, plus Brian's Power Evangelism Activation Card. And as a bonus, you will get Brian's digital download video, Kingdom Encounters. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9581. Or log on to our website at sidroth.org/9581. And purchase all the material immediately as a digital download. The book, the audio teaching, the activation card, the video, everything. Log on to sidroth.org/9581D right now and purchase your download. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9581 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Ken Henry. The Lord gave me insight on how each one of you can live daily in heaven's flow. So join me on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth as I tell you how.